It was law that had come from God. It was law that was the embodiment of the reason of God's universe. And the whole study of the law, Blackstone believed, could be reduced to three elements: protection for the liberty of life, protection for political liberty and personal liberty, and protection for property. In other words, life, liberty, and property all had their foundation in the common law. Few acts by King George more alarmed the colonists as the crisis between the crown and its colonies intensified in the 1760s and 70s than the attempt to establish Roman law and the belief that the expansion of the frontiers of the province of Quebec was an attempt to establish a foothold for Roman law in these colonies. Roman law did not use a jury. Roman law made use of ideas of equity that infringed upon the common law. The law is harsh, but it is the law. Lex dura, said Lex. No tyrant could bend the common law to his will. So the common law, Parliament, Magna Carta, these medieval contributions, to the continent they might seem old-fashioned. To the continent, the idea of this common law was but a continuation of ancient Germanic codes, which have been removed in far-reaching kingdoms and wise kingdoms based upon Roman law. This was all archaic. But in this very archaic quality lay its protection for liberty. And so, in an attempt to modernize his kingdom, King Charles, like King James before him, and their successors would run afoul of Parliament and give the next major current to the English tradition of liberty, that tradition of armed revolution against the king. Not only can the people force the king to sign a great charter, it can remove a king and behead him. And this is what would happen to King Charles. The course of English history in the 16th century, starting already in 1485 with Henry VII and the beginning of the Tudor dynasty, seemed destined to parallel the course of France. Tired of constant chaos, of war and revolt, the English people looked to a strong monarchy. And this was given to them by Henry VII, by Henry VIII, and by Elizabeth. Roman law was much in favor. The ideas, if not the name, of Machiavelli were put into practice. And Queen Elizabeth tried to rule as authoritarian a fashion as any Roman emperor. Parliament for her was a kind of albatross around her neck. And it was proved what strong, capable government could do. After all, the Spanish Armada was driven from the shores, the freedom of England protected, Protestantism established, a Church of England under the king, and all of these were done by the strong monarchy established by Henry VII. It is interesting that in Shakespeare's play, King John, there is no mention of Magna Carta. That is too troublesome of an idea for a nation that wants a strong ruler. But already in the last years of Elizabeth, Parliament was beginning to chafe, beginning to worry about the rise of royal prerogative. And her successor, King James, was quite rightly called the wisest fool in Christendom. His head stuffed with the new learning, eager to write and publish and lecture Parliament on his prerogatives as king, writing, as we saw in our last lecture, a book entitled The True Law of Free Monarchy, in which he said the king is utterly free to make whatever laws he wishes, hence his contempt for Justice Cook and the idea that he was under the law. And like his successor, King Charles, he was a spendthrift, always in need of money, and that was the problem. He could not get money without Parliament. Parliament controlled that purse string. And for all of his bold plans of reforming his kingdom, he needed the cash. And King Charles came up against Parliament in a very serious fashion. It was a perfectly reasonable notion that King Charles had. That is, he wanted a large navy. England is an island. The Spanish Armada showed the importance of a good navy. And he needed to build one. But according to the ancient usage of England and its common laws, only a few towns along the coast could be taxed for navy. Well, since the whole kingdom is protected by a navy, why shouldn't the whole kingdom pay for it?